Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Samach Gimel. Picking up on the second line. I'm Rav Yehuda Shekitna. When it comes to a Shekitna, Rashi says Shema Of. It's the name of a bird. V'yesh behen shnei minim, two types. Osam sheshokeim aruchem v'gufo adam. Sorry, the one that it's shok, its thigh is long and its body is red. Those are mutter, and that's what the Gemara says. Ariche shaki v'sumke sharia. They have the long legs and the red. That's going to be mutter. V'simenach mor zima. The way to remember it is mor zima. Says Rashi, shem of shem muchsak lehem. They knew about this one. Bitar v'shoka v'ruchim v'gufa adam was like similar to it. Gutze v'sumke asiri, the type of a shekitna that has short legs and is red, is aser. The way to remember it is nanus pasul. Rashi says nanus pasul is b'mume kohanim b'bechoros, that a dwarf is not able to be a a kohen, not allowed to do the avodah. Arichi shaki biroke asire, if it's a type that has long legs and is yellowish, it's yellow, then it's aser. V'simech yirukim psulin. The way to remember is that yirukim psulin, those that are yarek, are pasar. It says gabi nechmeru me'eha. We spoke about this earlier in Daf Nun Vav. We're talking about the intestines. Amar Rav Yehuda shalach zeh sholet dagim in hayam. The shalach, which is brought down in the Torah, it's a type of non-kosher bird, is a bird that draws fish from the sea. Right, it goes and it pulls it out of the ocean. Duchifas shehodo kafus. Duchifas, also brought down there, is one whose beauty is bound to its head. Yeah. Similar to like the peacock, and it looks like its head is bound when all its things are together. Tanya Namiach Rebbeinu, who supports this, Duchifas shehodo kafus. And this is the bird that brought the shamir to the Beit HaMikdash. Rashi says, the hun nagar tura mitagaminan lei vehu tarnagola bara ubegitin reperik misha achazo misha achazo and of some chasma beis mefarish my ovid bey the mingar bey turya. So this was a the Gemara there. It's a famous story. It tells the whole thing about Shlomo Melech when he was building Beit HaMikdash. He said he had to do something without cutting with any using metal utensils over there. So he needed to use a shamir. It's a type of like worms thing that has the ability to crack very hard objects. And you normally can't get to it, but it can be found in the possession of the wild cock, which uses a shamir to split open rock mountaintops in order that it could plant seeds in them. And it says that Shlomo Melech, how are you able to get that and get the shamir out of its possession? Anyway, this is the, when it says the Duchifas, it's the Nagartura, it's the mountain cleaver. All right, says the Gemara, let's talk about this this shalach bird. Rabbi Yochanan have a kavachazi shalach amar mishpatecha tohom rabba. When Rabbi Yochanan would see the shalach, he would say, your judgments are in the great deep. It shows that Hashem's judgment goes to the depths of the sea. Right, because it goes to capture any fish that is... this is Hashem's shliach to go and to pull out the bird, the whatever fish are supposed to die. And when he would see an ant, he would say, your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. How great is Hashem that not only takes care of us, but he also takes care of the tiny ant. Amar, Amemar. Lakani ubatni sharyan. The lakani and the batni are going to be mutter to eat. Shakni ubatni, when you're dealing with these type, makom shalagu lecha, in a place where there are no way to eat them, you can eat it. Makom shalagu shalagu lecha, we say they don't eat it. Atu bin haga tali musa, what? It depends on what the minig is. This is like, if it's kosher or not kosher, what does that mean? It says we're in. Lokash no kacher. Haba asad ishkhi peres vazniya, because this idea to not eat the shaknoi, but now he's talking about in a place where the peres na'ozni are common to be hanging out over there, which we know are not kosher. And in those areas, the shakni batni are going to be aser. Ha, ba'aser, deloshech, the peres na'ozni. And we are allowed to use, we don't have those. And that's where it's going to be mutter to go and eat. Now, the issue is because the shakni and the batni are very similar to the peres na'ozni, that they each have a single kosher sign. Therefore, there's a worry that the Shakni Batni birds are actually types of Peres Ozniya birds. And therefore, in areas where they have the Peres Ozniya, you can't eat them because we're worried it might be Peres Ozniya. But in a place where they don't, where they're not found over there, then we're not worried about this, and therefore you're allowed to go and you can eat it. Amar Abaye, Kue Vikakue Asure. Kakaus Kakaasa Sharia. So Kue Vikakue are going to be Asar, but this other one is going to be Mutter. The Marava Malku Ilavan. In Eretz Yisrael, they would give Malkus for eating the Kakausa, because even we just said it's Sharia over there, because they said, no, this is something which is not kosher. Vikarale Tachvasa. And they called it Tachvasa. Fascinating. Tanu Rabbanan, Tinshemes Boshaba Ofas. The Tinshemes is the things that brought down by birds in Vayikra, Parsha Shmini. There's a whole list over there. Non kosher birds. It's Boshaba Ofos. It's this this type of thing of it's Bos of the birds. And Rashi says that it's basically it's an owl that goes in at Ofatsoik Balaila. Suita Balaz, and Lazi Rashi says is Yinshuf is a owl. I'm talking about Bosha Baofos. You're saying it's the Bosha Baofos? I know the Bosha Bashratzim, maybe it's the Bosha Bashratzim of the creepy crawlers. Right? Because maybe that pusik there is answering eating of the sherets, it's called the Chinshemes, or aka Bos in Aramaic, and not this bird, that's what it's called. Amarta, so to respond to that, we say, Tzeu Lamad, me Yud Gimel Midos, Shatan Joshua, let's look out from Yud Gimel Midos. Davar Lamed bin in Yarno, a matter that's understood from its context. Because Medaber, what's the Pusik talking about? Ophos, Tigmat Ophos. Avkam Ophos, so dear, Tigmat Ophos also. He's going to suddenly be talking about a creepy collar. Tadinami Ochi, I'm sorry, I made that up. Tanya Nami Gabe Shratzim by Gavne was also taught in a Brisa about Shratzim, creepy colors. Tinshamas, Boshim, Shratzim. The Tinshamas is listed among the creepy crawler things that are found later on in that Parsha. It's the Bos of creepy crawlers. Rashi says that, what is this referencing? This is Tulfa. The word comes up twice, one by Ophos, one by Shratzim. And Rashi says, again, that it is Tolfa, which Lazi Rashi tells us is a Chulad. A Chulda is a mole. Maybe it means that of the Ophos. And it's saying that what? That this Pasuk's telling you to say that it's tummy, this bird, the body of this bird. It's called Tinshemes Bos, and not that of the Sheretz it's called that. I'm right to say, Lamad, me Gimel Midas Shadar, just from David Lam, you know, but my cousin Madab, what's it talking about? Shratzim. I've come to Shratzim, so to the second with Shratzim as well. Amar Abaye, Bosh, a Bosh of Kipof. Kipof, Bosh, a Bosh of Shratzim, Korpidai. The Bosh of birds is Kipof, which is, we said, a owl. Bosh of Shratzim, Korpidai, which we said is the Chulda, is the mole. Amar Abihuda, Ka'a Zo Akuk. Kaos, Zohakuk. Mentioning the pasuk says kaos, non kosher, is the kuk. Yah. Racham, zo shrakrak. It's the shrakrak. Not to be confused with shlakrak. Which is, as Rashi's going to say soon, it makes a sound that's like shrieking, like shrak rock. That's the noise that it makes when it makes its noise. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shmo Racham. Why is it called Racham? Which is a word which is connected to something like Rachmanus. Kevin Sheba Racham Bo Rachman Lolam. Because when the Racham arrives, then Rachmanus is coming to the world. That is, that the Rashi says, Matar, there's going to be rain. Amar Bibi Barabai, Vahu de Yasiv Amidi Va'avit Shrakrak. This is talking about when the Racham sits on something and makes the sound. Shrakrak, Rashi says, Al Shum Davar Va'avit Shrakrak, Yishum Etzavtif Nishmak Omer, Shrakrak. Ugamir de Yasiv Arav Asharak Asa Mashicha. And we have a tradition that if it sits on the ground and it starts shrieking, then it's a sign that Mashiach is going to come. Rashi says, Ve'inu Omed El Yoshiv Metzavtif Simon Besuro. Arash ain't darkukin. That's not the normal thing I would do. Shinemar Eshrika lahem v'akabatzim. I will whistle for them and gather them. Pasuk in Zechariah. Amar le Rav Ada bar Shimi lamar bar Rav Idai v'ha hu de Yosef be krava v'sharak. There was this racham that sat on a plowed field and it started shrieking. V'asa gol afsake lamoche, and a stone came down and it cracked its skull. Says Evan gol men amarum. So yeah, that's pretty intense. Amar le says back to Mahu biyada hava. Oh, yeah. Rashi says, "Kamo b'da'a, b'dai shakun l'fikach laka." He said that bird was lying, and therefore, since it was lying, it got punished, and a rock came out of nowhere and crushed his head and killed it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Orev ze Orev. We say Orev. This is talking about the Orev. Is Kol Orev when it says every Orev lahavi Orev ha'amki. It's including the deep Orev. Lamino, when it says to its first type, Lahavi Orev Abba Barashi Yonim, it's including the Orev that comes with the heads of pigeons. Amar Mar. Orev Ze Orev. When it says that idea, Otu Kamon Kai is an Orev standing in front of us that he's able to identify like that. Right? When it says Orev, it's referring to the Orev. It's a meaningless statement unless that means you're pointing to an Orev and saying that the Pasuk is talking about this particular bird. That's not what's going on. So what exactly is it coming to teach us? Aleima, rather, let's say that when it says Orev, just by itself, the Orev, Uchma, it's talking about the black one. V'chein Omer, this normally that's what they are. So V'chein Omer, as it says, Kavutso Sav, Taltalim, Shcharos, Ka'orev. His locks are curled, black as an Orev. Okay, the next one he said, Amki Chivra. The deep Orev is a white one. And it has these light patches. It's called deep because a white patch against a dark one looks deeper than the background. V'chein hu omer, and similar, it says, Mer'eu amuk mina or. It says by Saras, when you have this white spot in the skin, its appearance is deeper than the skin. Yeah, and kemari chama muka minatzel. It's like the sun, which looks deeper than the shade. It gives that illusion. V'orev abav rosh yonim, and this is the orev that comes at the heads of the pigeons. My papa lo tema da'asi b'reish yonim. Don't say that this is the orev that arrives on the head of a flock of pigeons. Ella derami reish l'diona. What is it? Its head looks like the head of a pigeon. Tanu Rabbanan, hanetz ze hanetz. When it says netz, it's reference to this bird. It's called the netz, the hawk. Liminehu lahavias bar chiria. It's including the bar chiria. She says the shrikna. Nice. My bar chiria, Rabbi, shrikna. It's talking about the shrikna. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hachasida Zudaya Levana. The Chasida, which is mentioned in the animals and the birds that are not kosher, is the white daya. Lamed Kirshmosh Chasida, why is it called that? She'osa Chasida Sechavaseah. Because it does beautiful things with its own type. That is what it says, Mechalekes Mizonoseah. It gives its Mizonos to its own type. Ha'anafa, the bird that's called Anafa, is a Dayo Rugzonis. It's the angry Dayo bird. It's hot-tempered. Lama nikra shma Anafa, shema'af nefes in chavrisa, because it gets really angry at its own type. Okay. Amrav chanan barav chista, amrav chista amrav, chanan barad rav amrav. Esem amrav was the main of it. There are 24 different types of non-kosher birds. Where does it the psukim say the non-kosher birds? Does learn out to number 24? Either Vayikra is learning from Vayikra Esimah, but there's only 20. Either Mishnah is learning out from Devarim Esim V'Chadavu. There's only 21 birds that are mentioned over. Chitema Da'an. If you want to say that the Da' Yuchsev V'Vayikra V'Luchsev Mishnah Torah Shadi Elayu should be added to them. So the 21, then Akati Yisrael Mitrei Navu. Still, we're only left to 22, not 24. This is what your mother's father, meaning Rav Chanan, the son of Rav, said the name of Rav, Limina. The pasuk says according to its kind when it says the Ayah Limina, and it repeats according to its kind in reference to the Anafa. Limino, it says Limino by the Oriv. Limineu, it says by the Nate. Sare, Kan, Arba, that's four. So now you have 24. So well, what do you mean? But we had 22. You just added. Now we're at 26. Yecheresim b'shishavu. Amar bai da v'ra'a achasi. The da and the ra are considered that the da is mentioned in Vayikra. The ra is mentioned in Devarim. It's those are the same bird. It's one and the same. So now we're good. Because if you think that they're really two different birds, then I'll show you that clearly can't be. We're going to get to the fact that that's 25. You just took off one, so it's 25. Anyway, beep, turn the page. Some Gimel Beis, Michni, Mishnah Torah Lo Sufi Udasa. And Devarim is coming to include, to amplify, to add to it. So therefore, it's more inclusive. Ma'ishta hachaduch sivda, ma'ishta hachaduch sivra, v'luk sivda. Then why is it that the Vayikra da is written, but in Devarim you have ra, but you don't have da? Since the list in Devarim is more inclusive, how can we be leaving it out? Elishma mina min ra, v'da, ach, it's one min. Makat yisuch hamashav, still you're left at 25 and not 24. Because if you would think that these are two different types of birds, I would say is coming to add things. And all considered one, therefore we're down to 24. Would you say they're the same? Why would you have to write both of them if they're really the same thing? Can you tell me, like we learned in the Braisa? Rabbi Omer, Ekra ani ayah, let it be enough for me to read in the Pasuk that the ayah is usher. Daya lemon emmer, why do you say daya? Kidei shalotitin biskompel about din lachlok, in order not to give an opening for someone to come open their mouth and argue against the non kosher status of the bird. Shalotei atakore ayavu kore daya. So it shouldn't happen that you call the bird an ayah, he calls it a daya, and says it's kosher. Because the Torah says the ayah is aser. Ata kori daya v'hu kori ayah. Lekach kasem v'mishat Torah v'harda v'ara v'es ayah v'es adayah l'mina. If they're both of them, somebody's going to call it a different name and make it kosher. Yay, survey. Fractal Gemara Kasha from Braisa. Now we're at 24, right? Because we said that the da and the ra are the same and the ayah and the da are the same. Mesvei. Lam and Ishnu. Why were they, meaning these non-kosher animals, repeated in Dvarim? They're already in Vayikra. V'mehema v'nei shesua. In reference to animals, it's because of the shesua, which is mentioned in Devarim, not mentioned in Vayikra. The shesua, it's a double-spined animal. It's not kosher, and there's no mention of it in Vayikra. V'ovasnei ra, and in reference to birds, it's because of the ra, which is mentioned in Devarim, not mentioned in Vayikra. My love, me the behemoth, the hasan lo sufi, just like the behemoth is coming to add something. Therefore, ofas na'ami lo sufi is coming to add something as well. So we see ra, which is added in the varm, is not just another name, but it's actually another bird. Lo, hasan lo sufi, in the case the animal is coming to add a new creature. But hacha lefrusha, it's coming to clarify and explain what it meant before. Therefore, it says it does also name the ra. This idea of how many the number of birds there are, the 24, that's argues of Ravo. Dam Ravo, Ra, Zu, Aya, Velam Nikrishma Ra, it's called Ra, Shiro, Yosef, because it sees very far. Vakin Omar, as it says, the Siv, Lo Yudao, Ayat, Lo, Shizaftu, Shizafatu, Ein Aya. A path not known to the Ayat and not discovered by the eye of the Aya. Tana, and it was taught that Omedis Bebavel Varo Nevela Beretz Yisrael. It's in Bavel, and it could see a Nevela that's in Eretz Yisrael. With what we just read in the Braisa, now there's going to be only three, because it's saying the Ra and the Ayah are really the same. So now you have that the Ra and the Da are one, and Ayah and Daya are one. The Ra, Ayah, and the same. Therefore, the Ra, Daya, and Ayah, the Ra, Da'a, Ayah, and Daya are four names of the same bird, and therefore we get rid of them from the list, and we only have 23. Midara hainu ayah. Since according to Ravo, the ra is the same as the ayah. Bechal the da lav hainu ra. That this implies that the da is not the same as the ra. Because if it is the same, then the total number is going to be less than 24. But that's a bit of a problem because Mikhle Mishta Torah Lo Sifra Das is coming to add. Maishta Hachat Sif Da, Maishta Hachat Hasan Da Lok Sif Da, and Allah Shwamina Da Vira Vaya Chadahi, these are all one. And the Gemara says to me, the Ra, Hainu Ayah, and since we've pointed out that the Ra is the same as the Ayah, Mikhle the Daya, Lav Hainu Ayah, this implies that according to Ravol, the Daya is not the same as the Ayah, because if it was, then the number of non kosher thing would be less than 24. But that's an issue because my shtahasam d'chsev l'mineo ha'ayah. Why is it in Vayikra when it says according to its type, it's written in reference to the ayah coming to include something similar to it? My shtahacha d'loksev l'mineo ha'ayah el ha'daya. But when it comes to Devarim, according to its kind, it's not written in reference to ayah, but only the daya. Since this list in Devarim is more inclusive, how can it leave out the ayah's other similar species? We can't come out that the ayah and the daya are actually one and the same. So the ayah's species are, in fact, mentioned in Devarim under the daya. So Ravos agrees that the ra and the da are really one and the same. And he also says that the ayah and the daya are one and the same, but he said that the ra and the ayah are also one and the same. Elish, ma'ami, na, ra, da, v'ra, daya, v'ayah, achasi, these are all one. So according to Ravos, a ro actually takes away one bird from this 24. He argues with Rav that there are 24 types of non-kosher species. There are 100 birds that are not kosher found in the Mizrach and the East. V'kulan min ayah, and all of them are a type of ayah. There's 700 types of non-kosher fish, Rashi says, Tamein. Ushmona me'asmini chagovins, 800 types of non-kosher. Grasshoppers, l'ofos, and miss. When it comes to the birds, whew, there's no count. Ofos, that's the ve'arba havu. But what do you mean? There's 24 types of non-kosher birds. Ela ula ofos tahorin misfar. It means the types of tahor animals that there are birds. There's no count. So many. Tani wants to hear about it. Rabbi Omer, Goli Vidal Fe Mishamer, Faya Olam, Shabahema Tamea, Meruba, Minotaurus. It's known that non kosher animals are more than kosher animals. Lafika Chamana Kasabitar, therefore the Pasuk spells out the kosher animals by teaching the Mashmos that all the other ones are going to be non kosher. Right, the Torah, it gives us 10 animals that can be eaten, which is mashma, but the other ones are going to be aser. Definitely there's more kosher birds than non-kosher ones. Therefore, the Pasuk spelled out the non-kosher ones, telling us the Mashmos, the rest of them are going to be kosher. My Kamash Malan, what's Rabbi teaching us by saying all this, right? It's obvious that once the Pasuk gives us the kosher animals and non-kosher birds, you can make a Mashmos that the animals that aren't listed over there are not kosher. And all the birds that are not listed are going to be kosher. Because Rav Huna Amar Rav, Avraham Allah Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Liolam Yishta Adam L'Talmid Darchasar, a person should always teach his student in a very concise manner. Right? So he's saying that in each case, it shows the quickest way of teaching, to show that that's the correct way of people remembering things. Quick, concise, to the point. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Of Tahor Nechel B'Masoris, a kosher bird can be identified and eaten through Masoris, through a tradition. Rashi says, Masoris, Im Zachar Hu Ba'Adam Kasher Sha'achlo. If you remember that there's a good Adam Kasher that ate it, O Shemasa Lo Rabbo, O Siyin Chacham Shu Tahor. Right there, his Rebbe gave it to him. You remember, there's a good person later. His Rebbe is a good, a knowledgeable hunter. Told him this specific word is kosher, that you're able to go and you can eat it. Naman atzayad lomer of zet, Torah masali Rebbe. A hunter's believed to say, my teacher told to me that this bird is kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Vahusha Bucky Behadim Mishmosem. That's if he's a Bucky, meaning that Chacham, in them and in their names. Meaning 24 non kosher birds. Then we can rely on the fact that it's going to be something that's kosher.
By Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chacham, or Rabbi Tzayed, when he says that his hunter's teacher, does it mean his Torah teacher who was a scholar, or his hunting teacher who himself was a hunter? Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vuhu Shabaki Ben Mishmosehem, Iyamar Bislomer Rabbi Tzayed Shapir. If you want to say that, talking about the hunter's teacher, it was himself a hunter, then it makes sense to say that he's a master, this master hunter, he knows the 24 birds, you know, non-kosher birds, like, and they're different species. He says, Rebbe is the Chacham. Okay, so he learned the names. Ela inhum yadahu. Can he be familiar with all these birds themselves and the ones that are similar to them? Where do you get all that, where do you get all that info? Right, to know what's going on. There could be some ones that make mistakes. Allah, Shema Amina, Rabbi Tzayed. It's talking about the fact that his Rebbe is the hunter, Shema Amina. Meaning the hunter's teacher himself was hunter. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.